The people of Israel were oppressed by the Philistines for 40 years. God began to deliver the Israelites through a young man called Samson, who was a Nazarite, that is, dedicated to the Lord. Samson was a man of exceptional strength. God used his physical force to resist the Philistines, even though Samson's life was marred by compromise and failure. One day, the young man went down to Timnah, a Philistine city, and saw a young Timnite woman. When he returned, he told his father to get her for him as his wife. But this was a violation of the Nazarite oath, as God had forbidden intermarriage with the Canaanite nations. His parents tried to dissuade him from marrying a pagan woman, but in the end they gave in. One day, Samson went down to Timnah to talk with the woman. As he approached the vineyards of Timnah, suddenly a young lion came roaring towards him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power, so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands, but he told no one about it. Some time later, when he went back with his parents to marry the Timnite woman, he turned aside to look at the lion's carcass. In it was a swarm of bees and some honey, which he scooped out with his hands and ate as he went along. He rejoined his parents and gave them some, but he did not tell them where it came from. This was another violation of the Nazarite oath, which forbade contact with the carcass. For his wedding, Samson made a feast which lasted 7 days, and 30 young men were given to him to be his companions. Samson told them a riddle, saying that if they could give the answer within the 7 days of the feast, he would give them 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes. But if they were unable to answer, they were to give him 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes. The young men agreed, and Samson told them his riddle. Thinking of the lion and the honey, he said, "Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet." His companions could not find the answer, so on the 7th day they told Samson's wife to persuade her husband to tell her, or else they would burn her and her family to death. "Did you invite us here to rob us?" they said. She asked her husband to give her the answer, but he replied, "I haven't even explained it to my father and mother, so why should I explain it to you?" Then Samson's wife began to sob. "You don't really love me," she said. "You've given my people a riddle, but you haven't told me the answer, because you hate me." She continued to cry and to nag, until at last Samson gave in and explained it to her. She in turn went and gave the answer to the Philistines. Before the end of the 7th day, the young men said to Samson, "What is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion?" Samson said to them, "If you had not ploughed with my heifer, you would not have solved my riddle." The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power, and he went down to the Philistine town of Ashkelon, struck down 30 of their men, and gave their clothes to his 30 companions. Then he returned to his father's house hot with anger, and Samson's wife was given to the friend who had attended him at his wedding. Some time later, Samson took a young goat and went to visit his wife. But her father would not let him see her, saying, "I was so sure you hated her that I gave her to your friend. Take her younger sister instead." Samson replied, "This time I have a right to get even with the Philistines." He went and caught 300 foxes and tied them tail to tail in pairs. He fastened a torch to every pair of tails, lit the torches, and let the foxes loose in the standing corn of the Philistines. He burnt their harvest, their vineyards, and their olive groves. When the Philistines heard that Samson had done this because his wife had been given to another, they went and set fire to his father-in-law's house. His wife was in the house, and she and her father died. Samson said to the Philistines, "Because you have done this, I will not stop until I get my revenge on you." And he attacked and slaughtered many of them. Then he went down and stayed in a cave in the rock of Etam. From then on, the young Israelite could no longer associate with the enemies of his people. Next episode, Delilah.